Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 15. I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
Doing good, Steve. Dave, how are you? I almost called you Steve, but I'm Steve, Dave.
You're Steve. I'm Dave.
Yeah, that's right. I got to remember that sometimes.
All right. That's good to hear. Got some exciting stuff going on this weekend at Gulfstream Park. I noticed you didn't mention some certain horse that's running this weekend either.
No, well, I haven't had a chance yet, but yes, Navajo is running in the eighth race at Aqueduct tomorrow. And
okay.
You know, it's a small owner of that horse with our friend Tim, who is one of our avid followers. So we're excited to get her back on the racetrack. And
Looks like a good company. I was like, what's 15-1 morning line, I saw?
15-1 morning line. Tim actually sent me an email yesterday asking me what I thought the morning line was. I thought it'd be 10-1, but 15-1 seems like it's right. Certainly the one horse in that race looks really good based on past performances and a pretty tough field. So
yeah, but you're looking at two-year-olds here again, so we'll talk about that in just a second. But let me just get everything out of the way here. Make sure you visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you find all the links and all the ways to listen to us. They're all our bases are covered. Just click a link. You know how to listen. Join our Facebook group. The link is also there on our website where we post some videos and other items from time to time. If you want to be able to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, you just ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. And be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR. Steve may post some late day changes or maybe some other picks he might find. We're about 24,600 downloads, about 350 we're averaging. We appreciate everybody listening, as always, it's been a great time so far. Also, I want to make sure you mention if you'd like to donate to this show, we would really appreciate it. We have a Patreon page, and that's at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. So the agenda for this week is going to be the review last week. And then you've got a horse knocking segment, as I mentioned in the beginning, about two-year-old stakes races. You've been betting those a little lately, and or actually I should be handicapping them, I should say. And some good information in the Nuggets segment coming up. And you've picked the first six races at Gulfstream Park, the big winter meets there now. And we'll have pick five and pick four, a lot of good options there with those races. So go ahead and get us started with the results last week.
Yeah, Dave. So let me just, you know, emphasize again, Dave and I are definitely interested in any donations that can come our way. As we've said many times, you know, we our intent was always to make this a free podcast, but you know, like anything else in life, what you find out is the more you get into something, the more costly that it becomes, and you know, things that you didn't realize we're going to cost money. So we'd appreciate it, especially, you know, if you're taking our information and you're using it to make yourself some money. So we would appreciate a little bit something back in return.
Yes.
Just to help cover, you know, some of the costs of putting this podcast together. So I'm not going to say anything more about it. Dave, five stakes races last week, two top three pick winners. One of them paid $24.40. The other one paid $12.80. So, five stakes races, three picks. That means that you would have made $37.20 off $2 bets had you played all three horses in all five stakes races. So you would have invested $30. You would have made $37.20. So that's a profit betting or just betting straight our top three picks over the course of those five races. We did have one top pick winner, and as you know, we had the Exacta Ice Cold and the Trifecta Ice Cold as well.
Right.
We have handicapped 342 stakes races over the course of these podcasts, 149 top two pick winners, still traveling at around 44%. In terms of identifying the winners in our top two picks.
And the 44%, you've been staying that way for a while. It's been great. So it's good stuff. All right, let's move right into this horse nugget segment. As we've been talking about, you've been handicapping some of these two-year-old races for over the last few weeks and last few months, I should say. You wanted to kind of just give us a little bit more in-depth about what that's all it is about with two-year-olds and stakes races.
Yep. So, you know, I have been been kind of bad mouthing two-year-olds and two-year-old races over the last few weeks, and they're tough, but it's really not. Hasn't been my intent. I mean, I think they're tremendous money-making opportunities.
Right.
And here's the reasons. You know, as it was pointed out to my buddy Tim pointed out to me today, actually 2-year-olds at this time of year are closer to being 3 years old. So,
That's true.
You know, they're a little bit more mature, a little bit more predictable, but still very unpredictable. So the things that I've just identified as I started thinking about these 2-year-old races and especially 2-year-old stakes races, still incredibly unpredictable. The filly races are even more unpredictable than the male races for whatever reason. There's still lots of upside in a lot of these horses. So the increase in buyer speed figures from one race to the next, you can get 20-30 point jumps in buyer speed figures. You get tons of long shot possibilities because of that.
Yep.
And the reason, one of the reasons you have long shot possibilities is because lots of times in these 2-year-old stakes races, one good race with a nice buyer speed figure gets a horse pretty overbet, which leaves the rest of the field at pretty nice prices, right?
Right. Yeah.
So there are definitely some money making opportunities. I want to just remind the listeners to check out their Tomlinson figures. For horses stretching out or surface changes as it relates to these 2-year-olds, because again, you're looking for improvement. You're looking for a better race possibly than they raced the previous time, which could help you get a nice price play. Certainly it pays to have some expertise in pedigree. There's certainly, sires that do well with, first time out, second time out, third time out, young horses. So it's good to know who those pedigrees are. I've mentioned a number of them over the course of these podcasts, Into Mischief, Violence, a few of the ones that I like. Mm-hmm. Equipment changes, especially at a young age, really important. Blinkers on, Lasix for the first time. All of those things can make a dramatic improvement in a horse the next time out. Certainly, it's important to recognize and know the trainers that do well with 2-year-olds. And also the jockeys that seem to be proficient at riding in these 2-year-old races. These are, these are young horses. And so, there's certainly definitely a style and a technique, that some of the jockeys have and others don't. And, it would pay for you to start to track some of that kind of information. So, yep. I did take a stab at some 2-year-old stakes races at Gulfstream for tomorrow, Saturday, and I've applied a number of the things that I just spoke about in the Nugget segment.
All right, so let's bring it right into that. Then we'll start with the, like I said, we're going for the first 6 races of the card. We'll start with the first race. The first race is a stakes race. It's 6 furlongs. It's the house party. It's purse of $75,000, and it's filly 2-year-olds. You have a pick 5. We'll start at the pick 5. We also have a pick 3 here, so go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So just like always, when I have more than 3 or 4 races, we'll just kind of make a comment on each horse to get through all 6 races. I'm going to make the 7 horse, Dave, in this first race our top pick, Kanza Candy, Carlos Hi-Ho Silva, who used to ride here in Chicago. Is the trainer, Robbie Alvarado is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse broke its maiden nicely at Hawthorne here on the Chicago circuit last time out. I'm directed to the sub 12-second eighth of a mile there in that race in October at Hawthorne. It's the reason I made this horse the top pick. So let's make the 7 horse, Kanza Candy, our top selection in this first race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 1 horse, Wesley Ward. Trains Wesley Ward really good with 2-year-olds. And you can just look at some of the trainer stats here in the past performances that bear that out. He gets Johnny Velasquez as the jockey, 6-1 on the morning line. So we're going to make the 1 horse, Iva, our second selection in this first race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the 4 horse. We're going to go to the 4 Horologist. John Maza trains. A. Jimenez is the jockey. like this horse because this horse shows early speed. Also has some nice racing experience. Raced 5.5 furlongs, 1 mile on the turf, 6 furlongs on the dirt. Experience matters when these horses are young. So I would want to put this 4-horse horologist in our selection. So to summarize, Dave, the first race at Gulfstream Saturday, our selections are going to be 7-1-4.
Okay, move to the second race. Second race is 1 mile. It's a stakes race. It's the Hut. That's $75,000 is the purse, filly, 2-year-olds. And this will be a pick 3 and pick 4 start in this race. Go ahead and get your picks.
Yeah, my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse Lovely Louvie. Barboza trains, Jaramillo's the jockey, 4-1 the morning line. This is an equipment change, blinkers on. So again, you know, one of those 2-year-old angles that I spoke of. Yeah. This trainer's really good going turf to dirt, Dave, 41% horse raced on the turf the last time. So we are going to make Lovely Louvie, the 2-horse, our top selection. The second race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 1-horse. The 1-horse is Bimini. Bimini's trained by Stanley Gold. Jay Sanchez is the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. What I have circled here, Dave, is the 35 bullet workout there on November 18th. I love workouts like that. This horse has won at 1 mile before, and certainly is a rival pick to our top selection. I would expect the 1 to be right there. So we're going to make the 1-horse, Dave, Bimini, our second selection in the second race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to make the 7-horse Classic Fit, our third and final selection. Stidham trains, Jimenez the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse race on the synthetic last time has been training at Tampa, which to me is the equivalent of a Tampa shipper. and you get 5-1 in the morning line. So we're going to make the 7-horse Classic Fit our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park, the second race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2-1-7.
All right, we'll move to the third race. Third race is 6 furlongs. It's the Buffalo Man, $75,000 purse, 2-year-olds, and this has a pick 3. Give us your picks.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is St. Michael. Ronald Spatz trains M.A. Vasquez, my sister's favorite jockey on the Gulfstream Park circuit. 12-1 in the morning line, Dave. Drew a tough outside post draw the last time, was 10. Broke from the 10 post out of 10 horses, showed some pretty good early foot on a very fast pace. I would expect that this horse will race really well with the a more advantageous post position tomorrow, and we get 12-1 in the morning line on a horse that I think could improve. So we're going to make the 4-horse St. Michael our top selection in this third race at Gulfstream Saturday. Our second selection is going to be the 1-horse Combination. Combination trade by Joel Orsino, taking Paco Lopez as the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Yep. Bullet workout, 1 out of 70. That 47-1 at 4 furlongs, pretty nice, Dave. Sub 12 second, last eighth of a mile in breaking his maiden. So let's make the 1-horse Combination our second selection in this third race at Gulfstream Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse Zendin. Is the horse Barboza trains Jaramillo again? That combination again. The jockey 4-1 in the morning line. Barboza and Jaramillo are 30% when they team up together. This is another horse that just broke its maiden. I do note that Barboza is 22% in stakes races. That's a pretty nice percentage. So let's make Zendin our third and final selection, Dave. So in the third race at Gulfstream on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4-1-7.
All right, move to the fourth race. Fourth race is 1 mile. It's the Smooth Air, $75,000 purse. It's for 2-year-olds, and we have a pick 3 in this race as well. I'll go to your picks.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse Super Jackpot. Cassie trains, Irad Ortiz the jockey. This horse has a sub 12 second last eighth of a mile the last time out. A couple of really nice workouts at Palmettos, and this is, you know, a perfect example of a horse that improved 41 buyer points from breaking its maiden at Churchill Downs, or racing in that race at Churchill Downs, and then breaking its maiden the next time out. So, as I said, you can get a nice improvement on a lot of these young horses. So we're going to make the 7-horse, Dave. Super Jackpot, our top selection in this 4th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our 2nd selection is going to be Garter and Ty, Ralph Nix trains, Tyler Gaffleone's the jockey, 8-5 in the morning line. Three buyer speed figures in the 80s, two of them pretty nice, 86 and 87, racing in some restricted stakes races at Gulfstream in the fall. 8-5 in the morning line might be a little too rich in a 2-year-old race, in my opinion. Yep. But let's put the 5-horse Garter and Ty in as our 2nd selection in this 4th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And then our 3rd and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1-horse Kentucky All-Star Maker Trains. Edgar Zai is the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line. I like horses that ship from Indiana Downs for whatever reason. That track seems to leg these horses up. And we do get Maker, over a distance of ground where I think he excels. So let's make Kentucky All-Star the 1-horse, our 3rd and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 4th race at Gulfstream on Saturday, our selections are going to be 7, 5, and 1.
All right, we'll go to the 5th race. 5th race is a mile on the brand new turf at Gulfstream Park, and it's the Pulpit, $75,000 for 2-year-olds. Go ahead and give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 2-horse Henley's Joy. We get Maker training again. We get Tyler Gaffleone, the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. This horse was in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf this past fall at Churchill Downs. So certainly, probably in over his head the last time, though. I note that this horse was, 11-1, pretty respectable odds in a grade one Breeders' Cup race. So definitely taking a drop in class here with Maker and Gaffleone. So let's make the 2-horse Dave Henley's Joy our top selection in this 5th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our 2nd selection in this race is going to be the 9-horse. The 9-horse is Louder Than Bombs. David Fox trains. Javier Castellano's the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line. Get Castellano for the first time. You get Violence as the sire. Let's make the 9-horse Louder Than Bombs our 2nd selection in this 5th race at Gulfstream on Saturday. And then our 3rd and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is Nash Trick. Josie Carroll trains. Paco Lopez is the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. Josie Carroll does a really nice job with 2-year-olds, is training at 25%. This horse is moving from turf races and synthetic, both a race on the synthetic and been training on synthetic. Maybe those workouts will leg this horse up properly for this race. Get a top jockey and Paco Lopez. So let's make the 3-horse Dave Nash Trick our 3rd and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 5th race at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2, 9, 3.
Okay, now we wrap up your picks for this week for the 6th race. 6th race, a mile on the turf. It's the Wait a While, $75,000 for fillies and 2-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yep, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 7-horse multi-strategy. You get Chad Brown training. Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. Horse just broke its maiden at Belmont in October, but I have noted the 340 Tomlinson on the turf. So I would expect this horse is on the right surface based on the past performances and the Tomlinson. This horse was a $240,000 buy. So I'm sure that Chad's got some big plans for this one. Let's make the 7-horse multi-strategy our top selection. Our 2nd selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse, A Bit Special. Patrick Biancone trains. Our Murag is the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse has a nice record at Gulfstream Park on the turf, Dave. 3 starts, two wins in a second also shows a sub 12 second last eighth of a mile. They're breaking the maiden on August 19th. Let's make the four horse, Dave, a bit special. Our second selection in the sixth race at Gulfstream. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horse. The two horses, Aunt Hattie, Bill Mott Trains, get Luis Saez, who is at 23% in the brief meets thus far. 9-2 in the morning line. This horse is a turf to turfer, so second lifetime start, back to back turf races. I like that as an improvement angle. Plus, you get a nice bullet work out there at Belmont Park. And Mott, who does better as his horses race, at 9-2 week. So 9-2 on the morning line, pretty nice price for a Mott horse on the turf. So let's make the two horse, Dave, Aunt Hattie, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Gulfstream Park six race on Saturday. Our selections are going to be 7, 4, and 2.
All right, let's wrap this up. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know what to do. If you have to want to listen, you got to click one of those links or subscribe to any of our links on that website. Twitter, follow us on Twitter, offthecharts HR. Any updates, race day changes, or any other picks will be out there as well. And if you have any questions, you want to send us email, we have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any closing comments?
No, Dave. Looking forward to see how these races turn out tomorrow.
Yep, it's all two-year-olds, and it's going to be some good racing out there at Gulfstream. So with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.